Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
GOP contenders square off.
Our country is in decline.
Unquestionably, I am the best prepared.
Trump to turn himself in.
The former president is expected to get a mugshot.
Mass shooting at biker bar.
We heard gunshots just randomly start going off.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Eight Republican presidential candidates went at it before a rowdy crowd at the first debate of the 2024 campaign season. No sign of frontrunner Donald Trump, but his former Vice President Mike Pence was on stage. So was a man who's run before, Trump critic Chris Christie. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley threw the first punch.
You have Ron DeSantis, you've got Tim Scott, you've got Mike Pence. They all voted to raise the debt.
Fast-rising entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy was part of several fiery exchanges, giving him significant time in the spotlight.
The climate change agenda is a hoax. The climate change agenda is a hoax.
Even as he fended off sharp attacks.
Now is not the time for on-the-job training. We don't need to bring in a rookie. We don't need to bring in people without experience.
And there were tense exchanges over abortion rights.
But just to be clear, Governor, would you sign a six-week ban federally?
I'm going to stand on the side of life.
Can't we all agree that we are not going to put a woman in jail or give her the death penalty if she gets an abortion?
Then the discussion turned to Trump and his legal challenges.
Someone's got to stop normalizing this conduct.
We cannot set a precedent where the party in power uses police force to indict its political opponents. It is wrong.
A key moment was a reckoning over former Vice President Mike Pence's decision to certify the 2020 election result on January 6, 2021, when Trump was pressuring him to not do so.
I chose the Constitution, and I always will.
Instead of debating, former President Trump was speaking to Tucker Carlson on X, just ahead of his expected surrender to face charges in Georgia.
They're saying you don't have any right to challenge, and if you challenge an election, we're going to indict you and put you in jail.
Correspondent Nicole Killian.
The Fulton County Sheriff's Office has made clear that they intend to treat the former president just like any other criminal defendant, and so that involves a booking process which could potentially include fingerprinting and a mugshot, which the former president hasn't had to do.
Now to Orange County, California, southeast of L.A., CBS's Carter Evans reports on a bar shooting that left three people dead.
Chaos at one of Southern California's most popular biker bars Wednesday night.
We have friends that are in the bar right now waiting for us. They were right next to the shooter. It's pretty chaotic.
After a gunman opened fire at Cook's Corner, killing at least three people and injuring six others.
It's obviously a horrible and a tragic situation. These types of shootings are not commonplace here in Orange County.
The Orange County Sheriff's Department says the first 911 call came in at 7:04 p.m., and within 2 minutes, deputies were on scene. Minutes later, one of them fired shots at the suspect.
The male subject was pronounced deceased at the scene.
Sources told CBS Los Angeles that the gunman was a retired law enforcement officer, and the shooting may have started as a domestic incident between him and his wife.
Overseas, and the apparent death of a mercenary leader who challenged Vladimir Putin's leadership 2 months ago. CBS's Deborah Pata reports Russian officials say Yevgeny Prigozhin was on a private jet that crashed with other leaders from the Wagner Group.
Caught on camera, unverified footage of the plane tumbling from the sky with a missing wing, then bursting into flames north of Moscow. With unusual speed, Russian aviation authorities announced the mercenary boss was among the 10 people who died in that crash. Wagner social media channels claim the jet was shot down. There's been no official word from the Kremlin, but President Biden said he was not surprised.
There's not much that happens when Russia and Putin are behind.
The former convict had a meteoric rise from Kremlin chef to warlord, spreading Russia's influence in Syria and Africa.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
New developments in the case of a Wall Street Journal reporter held by Russia. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The detention of Evan Gershkovich will continue through November. He appeared in court today. Journalists were not allowed inside the court because it was deemed classified. Gershkovich was arrested in late March and charged with espionage, charges he and the newspaper deny, and the Russians haven't laid out the evidence against him.
Philadelphia's police commissioner says an officer who shot and killed a driver who was sitting in his car last week is being suspended and will be fired. Danielle Outlaw says the original contention that the victim lunged at police with a knife didn't hold up.
Unfortunately, the information that was released has pretty dire consequences in establishing and framing a narrative that, quite frankly, was not true.
A New Mexico judge has denied actor Alec Baldwin's request to dismiss a civil lawsuit by three members from the Rust film set. His attorney, Robert Schwartz, says prosecutors could use evidence from discovery in the civil case in a potential criminal case.
I think this is a real injustice, and it's unnecessary. They waited 16 months to file this lawsuit, and now that Mr. Baldwin is again on the verge of being charged criminally, they want to move forward.
The trial for a man accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death late last year will not happen as scheduled in early October. Brian Koberger waived his right to a speedy trial. His attorney says she needs more time. Overseas now. College students stormed the Japanese embassy in South Korea. Some were arrested. They're angered over the move today to begin releasing treated radioactive water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant. Japan says it meets safety standards. China responded by banning seafood from Japan. Two-way baseball star Shohei Ohtani won't pitch for the rest of the season because of a torn ligament in his right elbow. Los Angeles Angels general manager Perry Manassian.
Obviously disappointing news. I felt terrible for him. It is what it is, and if anybody can bounce back, it's him.
It's not known if Ohtani will need surgery. He could possibly stay in the lineup as a hitter.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A Grammy-winning singer strikes back against some former employees. Where my girls, where my
girls at? Lizzo is suing her ex-backup dancers for malicious prosecution in response to their lawsuit accusing her of sexual, racial, and religious harassment. The singer's lawyer has shared photos with people of the three plaintiffs that appear to show them having fun with performers backstage at a topless cafe in Paris in March. They claim they were forced to attend the show and engage in acts they were uncomfortable with. Lizzo's attorney says all three returned to her tour after the outing. One plaintiff calls the counter pursuit, victim shaming. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Don't kiss or snuggle your turtle. That's the advice from the CDC after an 11-state outbreak of salmonella has been linked to small turtles, at least 9 people hospitalized. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, early and ad-free on Wondery+.